Hello everybody, Michael Bedell here with Best Paw Forward Dog Training out of Hatboro, Pennsylvania. Today is Monday the 22nd, 2018, and what a great weekend it was. For all those Eagle fans out there, congratulations. Your team is going to the Super Bowl, and what a great win over Minnesota. So today, I wanted to talk about potty training your puppy. Okay, a lot of people struggle with potty training. And it is a very frustrating thing because you don't want pee and poop all over your house or on your carpets or on your floors. And, you know, it comes with worms and parasites and all the stuff that you have to consider and is just not very pleasant to have happen. Okay? And so we all get that problem. And another part of the problem that people also do not really associate with the potty training issue is the chance for it to ruin your relationship with your puppy. You might not be aware of it, but every time you're getting angry and upset with your puppy performing a natural function like peeing or pooping, you could potentially be ruining the communication between yourself and your pup. So in the next segment, I'm going to go into some helpful tips and practical things that you can apply to better potty train your dog. All right. So I will see you guys in the next segment. So body training, something I think is really important for people to understand that I often don't hear from clients is the puppy's first 8 weeks. How did they spend it? Was the breeder somebody who used a pen inside and had newspaper down, which a lot of breeders do, or some kind of substrate down that the puppy can just go whenever they need to and, you know, go kind of wherever they want to, right? This is, I think, pretty normal for most breeders. It's a very time-consuming thing, and the puppies are young, so it's pretty hard to just stay on top of their puppy or their potty habits, rather, you know, every second of the day. So I think this is pretty typical. You have some breeders who do go a extra mile and are doing everything they can to start the potty training off on the right foot, and that's awesome if you got one of those breeders. But it's important to understand your puppy's first 8 weeks and what their potty habits were like. If they were spending all their time in a crate, say they were in like an Amish farm situation or a puppy store situation, and they just are really used to going inside of their crates, crate management as a tool for potty training is going to be very difficult because they're completely okay a lot of times with soiling themselves and pooping where they live, right? And a lot of times those puppies are going to be accustomed to eating the feces because they want to try to clean it up. So that's a really important aspect to understand because it's going to impact how successful you are with your potty training. Okay, but patience is absolute key here, guys. You have to be able to stay on top of their need to go pee and poop. And this way, when you see the signals, so every dog will display some form of body language that suggests they're going to need to pee. A lot of times if I'm interacting with my dog and they break off from play or break off from training and go start sniffing, I take that as an immediate cue that they need to go outside and potty, and so I just take them right out. And then the moment they do, obviously I'm praising them. But one really cool thing in this digital age we can do is we can use the child apps, the baby apps that track poops and pees and feedings, and we can track that information with our puppies. Okay, and once you start having that information, you start getting some really good trends, and they might not be spot on every single time, but you start getting a really good idea of when it is your dog's gonna need to go outside. And so when puppies come to me for potty training, there's no magic thing that I'm doing other than just staying on top of them 24/7. I'm trying to set up their routine and schedule in such a way that they just don't have a chance to go in the house. Yeah, we get the occasional accident here or there because we got busy or wrapped up in something, but I try to limit those as much as I can. And I never blame the dog for doing that inside of the home. So that's really important to understand. Okay, I don't get mad at them, I don't punish them, because I don't want them thinking that I'm angry at them for going pee or poop. You can't guarantee they're going to associate you being angry or the punishment you're going to deliver with them going in the house. They may only associate it with, oh my gosh, when poop's on the floor, dad's going to be really mad at me. So this makes it hard for you two ways. One, the dog's going to hide in the house if it needs to go, or two, it's not going to want to poop in front of you outside when it needs to go. And that's really important that they understand you are happy about them going pee and poop. It's just that you're happy about them going pee and poop outside where you want them to go. Okay? So really crucial that you understand that information. And a general rule of thumb is that when puppies are, you know, let's say they're 3 months old, they should be able to hold it anywhere from 3 to 4 hours, okay? Now, that's a general rule. You have to know your puppy in order to know what they can really, or you know, what they're really capable of. And I think those baby apps are really the key to this because it gives you that information. You get to plug in your information like when they fed, when they drank, when they peed, when they pooped last. And then after you have, you know, a good week or two of information in that little app, then you can say, oh, okay, I know he's gonna have to potty. I can set my schedule up around this and then I can be much more successful. Okay. As far as rewarding the puppy for going outside, you know, praise is fine, food if you like to, but I think praise is more than fine. If you're a busy person, definitely use the crate as a form of management. Don't give them freedom if they're not completely house trained yet, and the crate should be large enough for them to turn around and lay down. They don't need a bunch of extra space where they can go into the corner and poop in the corner of it and then lay in a different area. That's not what you're looking for, okay? But as a part of that, you're making sure that you're getting them out sufficiently to pee, poop, play, exercise, all that kind of stuff. You're not just using the crate for good. All right, so I hope these tips on potty training has helped. If you guys would like to ask me any questions or expand on anything, please feel free to reach out, and we will see you on tomorrow's episode of Ask the Dog Trainer.